felt pretty good. Day is on a Sunday, which is exciting. I just want to say thanks to everybody that gave all these beautiful poinsettias and some fresh flowers in memory of loved ones, and those are all in your bulletin. You can take time to read those. Lastly, I want to read Matthew chapter 1, verses 22 and 23. It says this: all this took place to fulfill what the Lord had said through the prophet. The virgin will be with child and will give birth to a son, and they will call him Emmanuel, which means God with us. Let's bow our heads, please. Heavenly Father, thank you for this day and for this night. Thank you that the storm moved on out of here, that we're able to gather in this sanctuary in your presence. Yes, maybe chilly outside, but in here it is warm and all the more wonderful with your glory being manifest in our midst. Thank you, Father, for Jesus. Thank you for sending your only begotten Son to this earth. Light of the world, Jesus, you stepped down into darkness, and you are our Savior and our Lord. We love you with all of our hearts. I thank you, Father, for all that has gone into this night, the preparation, the planning, the prayers. And it's all for you, Jesus, and for your glory. In Jesus' name, amen. Our opening hymn is, O Come All Ye Faithful. The words should be on the screen, I believe. Otherwise, you can turn it in your hymnal. If you prefer, let's stand together and we'll sing this, number 249. Thank you.
Welcome to our program. I greet you with God's love as we tell the story of Jesus, who was sent from God above. Each year at Christmas, we tell the story of his birth, of how God sent his Son, Jesus Christ, to earth. Yet each year we tell it, it all seems so new. That's why we love to share it here tonight with you.
Jesus loves me, this I know. Born in Bethlehem long ago, Jesus loved me in every way. Jesus loves me good or bad, when I'm happy, when I'm sad.
Jesus loves me head to toe.
Jesus loves me, yes I know.
Jesus loves me through and through.
And I know he loves you too.
I love baby Jesus, for who the prophets foretold.
Born at Bethlehem in times of old.
I love baby Jesus, so sweet and so small.
He is our Savior, Lord, and King.
I love baby Jesus who shepherds can deceive.
I love baby Jesus, be Jesus of me.
Baby Jesus too, King's bad treasure, his love for us is beyond measure.
I love baby Jesus as Savior King, he watches over everything.
I love baby Jesus born on Christmas Day, he is the truth, the life, and the way.
God's love for man is to us a wonderful mystery, yet God has shown his love throughout history.
God so loved man, in God's image man was created.
An endless life in God's garden was what he contemplated.
All God asked of man was that man should care and obey, and though man all he needed, he lost his life that day.
But God still loved man and wanted salvation for him.
So he sent Jesus Christ, man's salvation, to win.
God's love for man is so complete because he sent his only son.
Knowing that he would suffer and die, that salvation would be won.
God only asks that each of us love, obey, and believe.
Then the joy of Christmas our hearts will never leave. John 3:16.
Thank you.
God sent his son to be our teacher and our guide, that we can learn about God's love and in his grace abide. 1 Corinthians 13:8. Love never fails, but where there are prophecies, they will cease. Where there are tongues, they will be stilled. Where there is knowledge, it will pass away.
The Pharisees tried to test Jesus to trick him with the law. Rules and ritual were all that they saw. 1 Corinthians 13:7. Love always protects, always trusts, always hopes, always perseveres.
But when Jesus replied and told them God's greatest command, they did not accept him. They did not understand. 1 Corinthians 13:6. Love does not delight in evil, but rejoices in truth.
Jesus told them first to love God with all your heart and soul and mind. This was the greatest commandment that they would ever find.
Then Jesus told them to love their neighbors as they love themselves. This is the best way to serve God above. 1 Corinthians 13:4. Love is patient, love is kind, it will not boast, it is not envy, it is not proud.
God's love for man is beyond what we can comprehend. He, through grace, freely gives life without end. 1 Corinthians 13:3. If I give all I possess to the poor and turn down my body to flames, but have not love, I gain nothing.
Jesus' birth was for us the beginning of life anew, sent with love from God above for me and for you. 1 Corinthians 13:2. If I have the gift of prophecy and can fathom all mysteries, and have all knowledge, and have faith that can move mountains, but not love, I am nothing.
God's love is perfect, and we must try in every way to love one another each and every day. 1 Corinthians 13:1. And if I speak in the tongues of man and of angels, but have not love, but I am only a resounding gong or a clanging cymbal.
Romans 5:5-6, and hope does not disappoint us because God has poured out his love into our hearts through the Holy Spirit whom he has given us. You see, at just the right time, while we were still powerless, Christ died for the ungodly.
When you think of the love God showed us that night, sending his son to earth to be our guiding light, knowing what would happen, that Christ would suffer so, sending his son to earth to be born in manger low, God shows this is love by providing for our needs. Now it's time for us to share our love with generous deeds.
Thank you, Savannah, and all the kids. We're going to receive our offering now, and while we're doing that, we'll sing 278, but I want to have a prayer in just a moment. As you see in the bulletin, in many years we've given to the Abbott House in Mitchell. I say this every year, but maybe not everyone has been here before. So that's a ministry that houses teenage girls through very difficult times of their life. Then Swan Lake Christian Camp over by Viberg. That's where a lot of our children and youth go to camp in the summer. A newer ministry is Healing Hope Ministries just outside of Alcester, and they minister to parents, maybe grandparents, but certainly parents who have lost a child. So if you know of anybody in that situation that needs ministry and assistance, that would be the place to go. That's where we give tonight. So let's bow our heads once more, please. Heavenly Father, we thank you for all three of these ministries and the very important work that they do for our children and our youth in this part of our state. Some exciting situations such as church camp, some very challenging situations, the Abbott House and also Healing Hope Ministries. As we give, we pray that our gifts will be a blessing to all those who interact with these ministries. And we thank you for it. In Jesus' name, amen. You can remain seated. The consistory will pass the plates. Angels we have heard on high.
Now, 1 Corinthians 13:13. Now these three remain, faith, hope, and love, but the greatest of these is love. With God's love in our heart, we can love one another. In God, each man is our brother. God taught us to love our enemies too, to return hatred with kindness, and do what is asked of you. We are to do what we want done to us. In Christ Jesus.
We are welcome, everyone, the great and the small, for with God it does not matter. He loves us all. Christ was sent to earth to teach us how to live. God loved us so much, he asked us to forgive. It all began so long ago as a part of God's plan. This is a message of Christmas, of God's love for man.
John 14:34-35. On the same night that Jesus was betrayed, he told his disciples, "A new commandment I give you, love one another as I have loved you, so you must love one another. And all the men will know that you are one of my disciples if you love one another."
John 1:1-5. In the beginning was the Word, and the Word was with God, and the Word was God. He was with God in the beginning. Through him all things were made, and without him nothing was made that has been made. In him was life, and that life was the light of men. The light shines in the darkness, but the darkness has not understood it.
John 1:6-10. There came a man who was sent from God. His name was John. He came as a witness to testify concerning that light, so that all men might believe. He himself was not the light. He came only as a witness to the light. The true light that gives light to every man was coming into the world. He was in the world, and though the world was made through him, the world did not recognize him.
John 1:11-14. He came to that which was his own, but his own did not receive him. Yet to those who did receive him, those who believed in his name, he gave the right to become children of God, children born not of the natural descent, nor a human decision or of a husband's will, but born of God. The Word became the flesh and made his dwellings among us. We have seen his glory, the glory of the one and only Son, who came from the Father, full of grace and truth.
Thank you.
Luke 1:26-28. In 6 months, God sent Gabriel to Nazareth, the town of Galilee, to a virgin that pledged to be married by a man named Joseph. The virgin's name was Mary. The angel went to her and said, "Greetings, you are highly favored. The Lord is with you."
Luke 1:29-31. Mary was greatly troubled at his words and wondered what kind of greeting this might be. But the angel said to her, "Mary, do not be afraid. You have found favor with God, and you'll give birth to a son, and you'll name him Jesus. And he'll be great and will be called the Son of Most High."
Luke 2:1-4. In those days, Caesar Augustus issued a decree of the census that took place in the entire Roman world. This was the first census that took to the entire Roman world while Quirinius was governed. Everyone went to his own town to register. Joseph went to Galilee, to Judah, to Bethlehem, to the town of David, because he belonged to the house and line of David.
Luke 2:5-7. He went there with Mary, who was pledged to be married to him and was expecting a child. While they were there came time for the child to be born, her firstborn, a son. She wrapped him in clothes and laid him in a manger because there was no room for them in the inn.
Luke 2:8-10. And there were shepherds living in the fields nearby, keeping watch over their flock at night. And an angel of the Lord appeared to them. And the glory of the Lord shone around them, and they were terrified. And the angel of the Lord said to them, "Do not be afraid, for I bring you good news of great joy for all the people."
Luke 2:11-14. Today in the town of David, a Savior has been born to you. He is Christ the Lord. This will be a sign to you that you will find a baby wrapped in cloth and lying in a manger. Suddenly, a great company of heavenly hosts appeared with the angel, and praising God and saying, "Glory to God in the highest, and on earth peace to man whom his favor rests."
Luke 2:15. When the angels had left them and gone into heaven, the shepherds said to one another, "Let us go to Bethlehem and see this thing which has happened, which the Lord has told us about."
Luke 2:16-18. So they hurried off and found Mary, Joseph, and the baby, who was lying in a manger. And when they had seen him, they spread the word concerning about this child. And all who heard were amazed at what the shepherds told them.
Luke 2:19-20, but Mary treasured up all these things and pondered them in her heart. The shepherds returned glorifying and praising God for all what they have heard and seen, which were just as they've been told.
Matthew 2:1-3. After Jesus was born in Bethlehem in Judea, Magi from the east came to Jerusalem and asked, "Where is the king who has been born of the Jews? We saw his star in the east and have come to worship him." When King Herod heard this, he was disturbed, and all of Jerusalem with him.
Matthew 2:7-8. Then Herod sent out the Magi secretly to find out where the star was appeared, and then sent them to Bethlehem to make a careful search for the child and to report back to him where, so he too can go worship him.
Matthew 2:9-10. After they had heard the king, they went on their way, and the star they had seen in the east went ahead of them, stopped over the place where the child was. When they saw the star, they were overjoyed.
Matthew 2:11-12. On coming to the house, they saw the child with his mother Mary. They bowed down and worshipped him. They opened their treasures and presented him gifts of gold and incense of myrrh. And having been warned in a dream not to return to Herod, they returned to their country by another route.
Matthew 1:22-23. This all took place to fulfill what the Lord has said to the prophet. The virgin will be with child and give birth to a son. They will call him Emmanuel, which means God with us.
Thank you.
I want to say a special thanks to Emily Guth Miller and Alicia Gramko for directing the program this year, but certainly all the Sunday school teachers, the pianists and the choir directors, parents for just helping to make all of this happen. Beautiful, beautiful program. We go into the candlelight service now with our high school students. If you've been here before, we've done this for a lot of years. I've had many people say, I hope you never stop that part of the program. So we continue. But you can put the lights out there if you want. We'll be playing the CD of Mannheim Steamroller, Silent Night. So we are to be still in the sanctuary here. As this is being played, the high school will come forward portraying the Nativity. After that, then Cindy will she'll play Silent Night one time through on the organ as the candles are being lit. After that, then we will sing Silent Night together. Okay? I read this statement the other day, and I just want to caught my attention. It said this: don't walk away from the manger this year without coming to grips with the tiny baby who sleeps there and who he really is. He is our Lord and our Savior. Okay.
Thank you.
Let's bow our heads in prayer, please. Heavenly Father, with all of our hearts, we worship you. Jesus, we worship you, our King, our Lord. So celebrate your birth tonight, tomorrow, Such an incredible plan of redemption, Father, that you laid out before the foundations of this earth even. Because of your incredible love for mankind that you gave your only begotten Son, that whosoever believeth in him should not perish, but have everlasting life. And so we lift our hearts to you, and we say, Lord Jesus, come into our hearts. Be our Lord and our Savior. Be our King. We thank you for this night here in your presence. I pray for all as we leave from this place, for safe travels to wherever that might be. Bless each one's family Christmas and gatherings, Lord, as only you can do. We thank you for your goodness. In Jesus' name, amen. If you'll please receive the benediction. And now may the Lord go with you. May he go ahead of you to guide you, behind you to encourage you, beside you to befriend you, above you to watch over you, and within you to give you his peace. Amen. God bless you all. Thank you for coming. Have a Merry Christmas. We'll let the high schoolers go out first, and then the ushers will come for the rest of the congregation. Thank you. You can just sleep.